what is being revealed? How is it being revealed? How is the technology that we've known for so long suddenly able to reveal so much detail?
The advanced relics that were spoken of in the Edfu text are remarkably similar to what we think of as an Atlantean story.
It's important to understand that in the Sumerian Mesopotamian tradition, it is explained that different races of gods were created at the same time, but in different locations.
He's on a mission when he arrives on Earth. Whether he's from the Pleiades, whether he's a self-generated being from another dimension, either way, he is going to kickstart civilization, and he has technology.
For thousands of years, Egypt has guarded secrets that defy explanation. What hidden mysteries still lie beneath the sands of Giza? Who were the gods said to walk among men? And what knowledge did they leave behind? Some researchers believe these answers trace back to a forgotten world, the lost civilization of Atlantis. Could Thoth, the god of wisdom, have carried the legacy of that lost world into Egypt's golden age? To explore these mysteries, we turn to Ancient Civilizations, a Gaia original series that challenges what we've been taught and what we've forgotten.
There's a clear connection between Thoth and Atlantis through the texts of Edfu. In these texts, there is talk of a battle between the gods and dark forces, and these gods live on islands. That's how the link with Atlantis was made.
The advanced relics that were spoken of in the Edfu text are remarkably similar to what we think of as an Atlantean story. In fact, the Edfu building texts themselves are beat for beat the story of Atlantis, the story of this original island civilization that is elevated by the gods, directed perhaps even by Thoth, that suffers a cataclysm. But before the cataclysm, they're able to secrete away relics, perhaps even knowledge of this advanced island civilization. And then after the waters recede, the civilization is restarted by the recovery of this relic. And there are literally depictions in ancient Egypt that show Thoth standing beside that very relic, which they call the Djed Pillar, or the backbone of Osiris. And so this suggests a very technological type of a being.
According to my study and also analyzing the ancient texts, such as the Book of Death, the texts of the pyramids, the Amduat, and many other artifacts and texts, the only one who could do this kind of job was only Thoth. He introduced his knowledge to build the Giza Plateau, and partially the mathematical code that he used to build the pyramids. And one of the most important mathematical code is the number 137 that is connected with the second pyramid of Giza, that is the pyramid of Khafre. Why is important the connection between Thoth and this number? Because the number introduces us to the concept of space-time. And this is the base of the science that he used to build, in my opinion, the Giza Plateau. That is why Thoth is a very, very intriguing character of the Tzeptepi that we must study deeply, because I believe that studying the character of Thoth, we can achieve also the knowledge of this ancient civilization that built the monuments at Giza.
Really, when we look back to Thoth, where does he come from? When does he originate? There's a lot of teachings in the ancient Egyptian system that say that he was a primordial deity. There's certain primordial deities where they were self-created or they just emerged from the great plenum. And Thoth is one of those. He came even before time. He came even before this physical universe that we are so familiar with. So he's a being of the multiverse. He's not just a being of this earth who's interacted with humanity. He's a being who is almost like an interdimensional, intergalactic, interuniversal traveler who is far beyond what we ordinarily, in our human way of thinking about can conceive.
Alors, il faut savoir que dans...
It's important to understand that in the Sumerian Mesopotamian tradition, it is explained that different races of gods were created at the same time, but in different locations. Thoth was created as part of a series by Enki, the Sumerian equivalent of Osiris, and his origin is truly extraterrestrial.
There are so many theories about where Thoth comes from. There are researchers who are looking to the constellation of Cygnus, which is a Latin word that means swan, and they believe that Thoth comes from a bird-like civilization that they call the Carians. And you could think of these as an advanced avian species that come from a star system within the Cygnus constellation. True, we can't really know where for certain Thoth comes from, but all of these theories point to the same fascinating conclusion, that Thoth may indeed be an extraterrestrial.
He's on a mission when he arrives on Earth. Whether he's from the Pleiades, whether he's a self-generated being from another dimension, either way, he is going to kickstart civilization, and he has technology that is with him, whether it's a relic or an actual technology, is one of the singular identifiers. It's the perch of this bird god, Thoth. And it becomes central then to his mythology and his mission to elevate or to awaken civilizations, no matter where he finds them throughout the cosmos.
In 2021, Corrado Malanga and Filippo Biondi began working with U.S.-based Capella Space and Umbra Space Companies, who provided data from satellites using a scanning technology referred to as synthetic aperture radar. This satellite data allowed Biondi and Malanga to look deeper into the Great Pyramid of Giza and provided more evidence pointing to the location of a hidden corridor above the entrance to the pyramid. Then, in 2023, Armando May joined the team to create the CAFRE Research Project. In March of 2025, the CAFRE Research Project held a press conference in Italy. The team revealed artistic representations of the CAFRE pyramid that were created from the results of the SAR scans. The images from CAFRE pyramid show five additional chambers within the pyramid and pillar-like structures that are thought to go roughly 1 mile below the plateau and connect to massive cube structures or chambers.
We were sure that in the CAFRE pyramid there is the secrets of Thoth. But when we saw what is in the underground of Giza, that was really astonishing, because we don't believe to our eyes. And then we understood that we were in front of one of the most important discoveries ever. And it was also the starting point to rewrite the history of our past and rebuild the ancient story of humankind.
What they found was astounding. They showed the variations of the SAR scan were different all the way down, implying a different type of structure of pylons or caissons extending all the way down as deep as 2 kilometers underneath the pyramid itself. Now, the moment that I saw this, I felt it was possibly an outlandish claim. And I decided, you know, maybe I should go back and look at the drawing in Folio 134 by Leonardo da Vinci to see if there was any underground structure that Leonardo had drawn underneath that I didn't notice before. And lo and behold, what did I find? Almost an identical structure. Actually, in the form of pylons and caissons in the same places that were implied by the SAR scan. Now, this would defy any possibility of this having ever been placed by dynastic Egyptians, because we could not even possibly build such a structure today at that depth. This is a fascinating research exercise now that I believe is taking us to the very basis of who we are and who built the pyramids and for what purpose exactly.
What they told to the world, that The Egyptian pyramids, the most monumental, most magnificent structures ever, were just the tip of the iceberg. It was huge. Even if such big structures were built for one dead body, king, pharaoh, that would be too much. But imagine if you have another structure, which is far more advanced and bigger. It tells us that pyramids are much, much more than home for one dead body.
When we look at the scans that are coming back from under the Khafre pyramid, they appear to be very detailed, very complex, and they are showing structures that go much deeper than has been previously believed possible underneath the Giza Plateau. And the question is, what is being revealed? How is it being revealed? How is the technology that we've known for so long suddenly able to reveal so much detail? And the answer lies in the way the researchers are applying this technology. Synthetic aperture radar has been around for a long time. It is a space-based or an aerial-based, in this case, a satellite-based technology that typically cannot penetrate below the Earth's surface to any great depth. In dry sand, it will penetrate maybe 3 to 6 feet max. And the claims are that we're looking at something as much as a mile under the surface.
Synthetic aperture radar was invented in the middle 50s by an American scientist. The first synthetic aperture radar were installed on board of airplanes. And then in the 70s, they moved into the space. The first radars were very rudimental, so the images were not so nice. But now they are perfect.
Synthetic aperture radar, or SAR, works by using the motion of a satellite. As the satellite moves along its orbit, it continually sends out radar pulses and collects the echoes that bounce back from the target area below. By combining these echoes from many different positions, advanced processing reconstructs a detailed image of Earth's surface.
We have a very deep knowledge into synthetic aperture theory, and we found that the azimuth dimension of radar image are synthesized using sound. Why? Because while the satellite moves along the orbit, there is the so-called Doppler effect.
The Doppler effect is the change in waves caused by motion between a source and an observer. As a satellite moves toward Earth, the radio waves it sends are squeezed together, making their frequency slightly higher. As the satellite moves away, the waves are stretched out, making the frequency slightly lower. When combined with synthetic aperture radar, this Doppler information helps create sharper, more detailed images of Earth's surface from space.
The acoustic energy propagates only inside the mat. It has no sense having a sonar where you don't have matter, because acoustics doesn't propagate in the empty space. You need matter.
The idea is both bizarre and fascinating. What we now know is that the structures on the Giza Plateau or anywhere on Earth are actually in constant motion. Micro vibrations that we can barely perceive, even with the technology, our naked eye and our bodies typically don't feel it. And what the Doppler tomography is doing is sending the signals down, bouncing off of those vibrations, reading the signals again and again and again, creating a 3D image that can actually penetrate lower than the pure synthetic aperture radar is able to penetrate. This is a really interesting concept, and I think it's a brilliant application of what these scientists have done to modify an existing technology to give us even more information.
We have designed a software that was able to retrieve acoustic information using synthetic aperture radar data. And this is a bit the innovation that we are using on the Giza Plateau, because science is done by the repetitivity of the experiments. We are observing the Giza Plateau from different view angles, and applying the tomographic software that we have on different tomographic lines, on different images, using different satellite systems, and obtaining the same results.
We are following a precise path of investigation that are leading us both to the Hall of Records and also the town of Amenti. There is a description of Amenti in the Emerald Tablets. What is very interesting is the description of the wells that were drilled on the Giza Plateau to bring light and life to the town of Amenti in the underground. And what is interesting is what this, the description in the Book of Death, particularly in the chapter 149, where there are the description of some chambers that belong to the town of Amenti. Some chambers are kept by some gods, some by entities. In the town of Amenti, in the city of Amenti, there were different entities. There were the humans, there were the gods, and some other entities that we don't know who they are, but are described in the ancient texts and particularly in the Book of Death.
Edgar Cayce, who was very much called the sleeping prophet because he had very accurate messages that he brought through during his trance states, he often talked about the Hall of Records that was to be found underneath the Giza Plateau, especially close to the Sphinx. And down in the Hall of Records, there would be found many ancient records of Atlantis and the knowledge and the wisdom that had been gathered in Atlantis and had been brought to Egypt when Atlantis was sinking so that that knowledge could be preserved. So this Hall of Records is said to be buried somewhere beneath the Sphinx or somewhere beneath the Giza Plateau.
If you would like to see more from Gaia's Ancient Civilization series, follow the links in the description or visit our Gaia portal at gaia.com/fifthkind.